Over the years, business leaders have cultivated close ties with the Republican Congress, and if control shifts to Democrats next week, industry groups will find themselves in a transformed political environment. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports on how various industries might fare under a Democratic Congress.
Democrats are supposed to be the party that's ideologically less friendly to business, more committed to government regulation and labor unions. So with a Democratic takeover of Congress seeming more and more likely, you might expect investors to get nervous and stock prices to fall. In fact, the Dow has been setting records lately. There's a reason the markets seem to be shrugging off the elections.
It's the ultimate gridlock.
Brian Westbury of First Trust Portfolios is former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. Westbury says whatever their legislative goals, Democrats will be limited in how much they can get done as long as President Bush is in office, and investors know it.
On the big issues, the president's veto pen would loom very large. I do not think we're going to see any kind of tax increases. I think we will not see any major increases in entitlement programs, but we could, at the margin, once again, see some changes.
For instance, he says Democrats have promised to raise the minimum wage within days of taking power. Such a measure would be popular with voters, and the president would be reluctant to oppose it, says Andy LaPerrier, managing director of the research firm International Strategy and Investment.
If the Democrats have both the House and the Senate, they can package it in a way that's difficult for the president to veto and put it on his desk and dare him to veto it.
The same might be said for some of the other proposals Democrats have made, like cutting the interest rate on student loans and making college tuition tax deductible. If Democrats win control of Congress, they'll control the committees, which would give them considerable discretion to spotlight issues. Andy LaPerrier believes one likely target of Democratic scrutiny would be Walmart and its labor policies.
Democrats have been lining up to criticize Walmart, and I think that they'll use their ability to hold congressional hearings, even subpoena power potentially, to really put the company through the grinder.
Democrats would also have oversight responsibility for the federal agencies that regulate business, like the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Food and Drug Administration. Democratic Congressman John Dingell of Michigan, who would probably head the Energy and Commerce Committee if Democrats win, has promised aggressive new oversight of some of the Bush administration's key policy initiatives, like the Medicare prescription drug plan.
We would be looking at the cost estimates on that to see whether or not they were truthful to us.
But that's only the beginning. Dingell also wants to hold hearings into the 1996 Telecommunications Act, the Environmental Protection Agency, and Internet network neutrality. Beyond that, much of the power wielded by a Democratic Congress would be negative. It could block Republican initiatives on issues like changing Social Security or overhauling the mortgage giant Fannie Mae. Vice President Cheney said on Fox News this week that one powerful New York City congressman could single-handedly thwart any attempt to extend the Bush tax cuts, which expire in a few years.
The Democrats, were they to take charge, if Charlie Rangel were chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Charlie said there's not a single one of the Bush tax cuts he thinks should be extended, and he could achieve that objective simply by not acting.
Rangel took issue with that, insisting that he hasn't made any decisions about which tax cuts to keep and wouldn't until he saw how the economy was faring. Rangel also used a certain vulgarism to describe the vice president, for which he later apologized, sort of, and that may say as much as anything else about the political atmosphere in Congress as the election approaches. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.